On Wednesday, state and Anchorage officials announced a new cooperative effort designed to make certain probationers stick to their conditions. And if they don't, they'll immediately find themselves in front of a judge. That includes even for the most minor offenses, like a single failure to keep an appointment with their probation officer.
Corrections departments, court systems, and police agencies have known for years that certainty is a very important piece in deterring negative criminal behavior.
Alaska Department of Corrections Commissioner Joe Schmidt represented the state at the announcement of the multifaceted PACE pilot program. PACE stands for Probation Accountability with Certain Enforcement.
When an offender commits an infraction, even a minor one, with the cooperation of the police agency and the court system, they're immediately arrested and they're adjudicated through the court system within 72 hours.
The PACE program is patterned after one in Hawaii called HOPE that began in 2004. According to HOPE statistics, its probationers were 55% less likely to be arrested for a new crime, 72% less likely to use drugs, and 61% less likely to skip appointments. And the probation revocations fell by more than 50%. Anchorage Police Chief Mark Mew says participation will require a change in department procedure, in particular, how warrants are handled for probation violations.
The highest priority warrants will be those PACE participants. So if somebody misses an appointment with their probation officer, that probation officer goes to a special judge or a special court that immediately issues a bench warrant. Then the normal paperwork process to enter those warrants in the computer is accelerated. It goes to certain clerks that know about this program. Immediately they go on the computer. Immediately our warrants division gets those and then puts them on top of their list. They try and go out and arrest them right now. I mean, like right now.
Mew does not think this emphasis on probation violation warrants will impact other warrants, such as those involving domestic violence. The chief says initially the officers handling warrants will probably see an increased workload. But, he adds, if the Hawaiian experience holds true, then once probationers know that arrest and court immediately follow even the smallest infraction, the infractions drop and so do the warrants. Right now in Anchorage, it can take up to 3 to 4 months between an infraction and a court appearance. Special Assistant to the Corrections Commissioner Carmen Gutierrez says it's not just the warrant serving that goes on the PACE fast track. PACE also includes streamlining the court proceedings over whether or not to revoke probation.
It changes it by going from 3 court proceedings, which are arraignment, adjudication, and disposition, to 1 court proceeding where the arraignment, adjudication, and disposition are handled all in the same hearing.
Superior Court Judge William Morse will handle the PACE cases, with Judge John Suttick also available. Chief Mew says Anchorage's PACE program will begin with about 30 participants. They will not include sex offenders who have their own probationary program, nor those who seem unlikely to violate their probations.
It's the upper risk of what's left, the middle category of offender, and the ones that score on our LSIR, our assessment tool, on a higher risk category are the ones that we're placing in there. 30 right now, we're doing this without any new resource whatsoever, so we want to start it with a group that we know we can manage and implement very true to the model, just like the model was developed in Hawaii. If we expect to get results like Hawaii received, then we have to leave the core of the program the way it was invented.
Mew expects to begin assessing the program's success in about 6 months. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.